Today's Amud is Megillah Gimel Amud Beis. We're holding on Gimel Amud Aleph, four lines down from the wide lines by the two dots. V'hashta d'amre. So says the Gemara. V'hashta d'amre medinu medina v'ir le'ir le'drasha. So now that you're telling me that this pasuk, which says medina u'medina and ir le'ir, the lashon of the pasuk is v'yamim ma'ila niskar v'nasim. V'chol dar v'dar, mishpacha u'mishpacha, medina u'medina, v'ir v'ir. It says that everyone makes Purim, mishpacha u'mishpacha, medina u'medina, v'ir v'ir. So now that you're telling me that medina u'medina and ir v'ir is for a drasha, we mentioned a drasha on beis u'mabeis, that we're marbe with this, and not just as a krach read the Megillah on the 15th, but even kol anira v'kol asamach imay, Kol HaSamech v'chol HaNira Imai, they also read the Megillah on the 15th. Now that you're telling me that that's for a drasha, so says the Gemara, Mishpacha u'mishpacha l'mayasa. So what are we going to darshan from the words Mishpacha u'mishpacha? So says the Gemara, Amr Rabbi Yosi Bar Chanina, L'havi mishpacha iskuhuna u'levia. It's coming to be marbem that even Kehanim and Leviim, they're also mechuyev and mikra Megillah. Now, what's the chiddush that kohanim and levim are mechuyev? What it means to say is that shemevatlin avaydasan ubayin lishmaya mikr megillah. What it means is that the kohanim and the levim, they're even mevatl their avayda in order to come and hear the megillah. The amar Rav Yehuda, amar Rav, that kohanim b'avaydasan, kohanim, even if they're in the middle of their avayda, v'levim b'duchanan, and levim who are by the duchan that they're singing the shira, the Yisrael b'ma'amadan, and Yisrael who are there davening for the karbanos that should be accepted, kula mevatlin avaydasan uba'in lishmaya mikra megillah. They're all mevatl from what they're doing. They're mevatl the avayda in order to go read the megillah. Mikra megillah trumps the avayda. And it says the Gemara, Tani Nami Hachi, we have a braisa which says mamish like this as well. The braisa says that kehanim b'avaydasan, v'levim b'duchanan, v'yisrael b'mamadan, kulan mevatlin avaydasan, uba'in lishmaya mikra megillah. That all kehanim, levim, and yisraelim, they're all mevatl from their avayda, and they come to hear the mikra megillah. Which is really very interesting, just an interesting question to think about, is that if we see from this Gemara that Mikra Megillah trumps and it comes before Avaida, so why is it that when we read the Megillah in Shul, we read the Megillah after we daven Ma'ariv? We read the Megillah after we daven Shacharis. L'chaira, if Mikra Megillah comes before Avaida, and our Tefillah is B'makom Avaida, so l'chaira, we should read the Megillah before Shacharis. We should read the Megillah before we daven Ma'ariv. Interesting question to think about. Says the Gemara now, that Mikan Samchu Shal Beis Rebbe, that it's based off of this halacha, that the yeshiva of Rebbe, that they understood, Shemevatlin Talmud Torah Ubayin Lishmaya Mikra Megillah. That just like we're Mevatul Avaida, so we're also Mevatul Talmud Torah to go and hear the Megillah. Now, even though Avada, Mikra Megillah is also Talmud Torah, but what many explain is that Mikra Megillah is lighter, and there's a concept besides in time, besides in Kamus, there's a concept in Eichus. There's a concept of Bittul Torah Be'eichus, in quality. And if a person could have been learning Be'in, and instead he learns Psukim, so that's considered, in a certain level, that's considered Bittul Torah, if he could have been learning Ian during that time. And that's the Pshat and the Gemara, that they were Mevatl, the regular Siddarim, in order to go hear the Megillah. And where did they learn this from? A Kavachimer, Me'avaida. They learned it as a Kavachimer from the fact that we're Mevatl Avaida for Mikra Megillah. They said as follows, Uma Avaida Shichamura. What do we find by Avaida, which is more Chamer than Talmud Torah, and yet Mevatlinon, and yet we're Mevatl this Avaida, which is very Chamer, it's more Chamer even than Talmud Torah, and we're Mevatl the Avaida in order to go and read the Megillah. So Talmud Torah l'kol shekein. So if Mevatl Avaida for Mikra Megillah, kol shekein, we're going to be Mevatl Talmud Torah for Mikra Megillah. Says the Gemara, "Va'avaida chamura mitalmud Torah." Is that really true? That avaida is more chamur than talmud Torah? We're going to prove now that no, talmud Torah is more chamur than avaida. Va'aksiv, the pasuk says, when Yeshua was camping outside of Yericho before they went and they knocked down the walls of Yericho, so the pasuk says, "Va'hi biyos Yeshua biYericho, va'yisaina of Yeshua lifted his eyes, v'yar v'hine ish aymir lenegdai." There was a person, there was a man, who was really a malach, that was standing in front of Yeshua. Yeshua went to greet him. Eventually the man told him that he's a malach. V'yishtachavu, and Yeshua bowed to him. So now before we just continue with the Raya, says the Gemara, just parenthetically, V'hichi avidachi, how was Yeshua allowed to greet this stranger at night? V'amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, that asr la'adam shi'itin shalom l'chaveira b'layla, that you're not allowed to give shalom to your friend at night if you don't see who he is, because chashinan shem eshedhu, because rechayshish, that maybe he's a shade, and we don't say shalom to a shade. So says the Gemara, no, shani hasam da'amar le ki ani sar tzva Hashem. And here it was different. Before he said shalom, the malach told him, yeah, no, I'm a malach. And therefore, he had no chashash that maybe he was a shade. Asked the Gemara, why? Maybe he was a shade and he was lying. And he was just pretending to be a sar tzva Hashem. Says the Gemara, no, that's not a possibility. Because Gemiri, deloy mapki shem shemayim levatala. We have a Messiah, we know that even a shade doesn't say Hashem's name levatala. And if he said he's a sar tzva Hashem, he would, must not be lying. Because if it was a shade, he would never lie and say the word Hashem levatala. Fine, so that's how Yeshua was able to greet him. But Al-Kopanim, so Yeshua goes and he greets the Malach. And the Malach starts, it had a sword in his hand, the Pasuk describes, and he starts giving Yeshua Musar. And Amar Lo, and the Malach says to Yeshua, that Emesh bitaltum tamid shal bein arbayim. Earlier, you were mevatel the Talmud, the carbon tamid. You have no reason to be here. Nighttime is on his man for Mulchama. You have no reason to be here right now. You could have gone back, and you could have brought the carbon tamid. So that's what you did earlier. And now I see you're not learning, at least as be'in as you could be. You're being mevatel Talmud Torah. So Amar Lo, Yeshua says to the Malach, Al Eza Mehen Basa. Which one are you coming about? Which is the ikar reason that you're coming to give me Musa now? Is it about the carbon Talmud or is it about the Talmud Torah? Which is more important? And Amar Lo, Ata. He said, I'm coming for the thing that's right now, we're referring to Talmud Torah. Ata Basi. I'm coming for Ata, I'm coming for Talmud Torah. So Miyad, immediately, V'yalin Yeshua B'layla Hu B'teicha Emek. The Pasuk says that Yeshua slept on that night inside the valley, and Amr Rabbi Yechanan explained that what the Pasuk means to describe is that Melamed Shalan Ba'imkoy Shal Halacha. That on that night he went and he slept in the, within the depths of the Halacha. Which means that, of course, he was learning Torah before also. But now he would learn more Be'in. That was his tikkun, so to speak, for what the Malach was telling him, was giving Musar about. So what do you see from here? So you see that Talmud Torah is more chamer than Avaida. There were two things that Yeshua did wrong. He was mevatel the carbon Talmud, and he wasn't learning Torah. He was mevatel Talmud Torah. And yet, which one did the Malach say he was coming for? He was coming for Talmud Torah. So you see, Talmud Torah is more chamer. And says the Gemara in another Raya, V'amar Rav Shmuel Bar Unya, Gadol Talmud Torah, Yaiser Me'akravas Tamidim, that, or it's really the same Raya, but that Rav Shmuel Bar Unya said, that you see from this story, that Gadol Talmud Torah, that Talmud Torah is greater than Akravas to Midan. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Ata Ba'asi. The Malach tells Yeshua, I'm coming because of the thing of right now. So you see from here that Talmud Torah is greater than Avaida. And if so, how could you make a Kavul Chaimer from the fact that we're Mevatel Avaida for Mikra Megillah, that we should also be Mevatel Talmud Torah for Mikra Megillah? No, it's not necessarily true. Talmud Torah is more Chaimer than Mikra Megillah. So says the Gemara like Asha. Had the Rabbim, the Had Yachid. There's a difference between Talmud Torah of the Rabbim, like by Yeshua. It wasn't just that he was Mevatel Talmud Torah. It's that all of Klal Yisrael, Yeshua wasn't setting up, I guess, Shiurim, and he was Mevatel Talmud Torah for all of Klal Yisrael. It was Bittel Torah the Rabbim. So that's something that's more chamer than Avaida. The Had Yachid, whereas by a Yachid, meaning, even though it was Rebbe's yeshiva, but it's one tzibur, when it comes to a yachid, meaning it's not all of Klal Yisrael, it's just one tzibur, so then we say that Avaida is more chamer than Talmud Torah, and that's how Rebbe's yeshiva, they were able to make a Kavu Chaymer. That if we're Mevatel Talmud Torah, if we're Mevatel Avaida for Mikra Megillah, Kol Shekein, we should stop Seder, and we should go and hear Mikra Megillah. Ask the Gemara of the yachid Kal. Is that really true? When it comes to Talmud Torah of a Yachid, of an individual Tzibur, or of an individual Mamish, that's more Kal than Avaida? Vatnam, but we learned in the Mishnah, that even Torah the Yachid is more Chamer. It says that Nashim b'mayid ma'anais avulay mitapchis. It says that women on Cholomayid, so they're allowed to be ma'anais, they're allowed to give a hesped, but they don't bang on their chest, which is a certain more intense way of mourning that we don't do on Cholomayit. Rabbi Shmuel Aimer, that imhayu smucha islamita metapchis, that if they're right by the mace, so then it would be appropriate, it would be okay, even on Chol HaMoed, to be metapchos, to bang on their chest. B'Rosh Chodesh, b'Chanukah, b'Purim, ma'anish metapchos. When it comes to Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah, and Purim, so that's less intense than Chol HaMoed, so then they're allowed to be both ma'anis and they're even allowed to be metapchos. B'zeh u'b'zeh, both on Chol HaMoed and on Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah, Purim, Avel loy mekainenais, and Avel is not allowed to be mekainen, which is a certain intense way of avelus. He's not allowed to do that. Va'amar Rabba bar Huna that ain mayed b'fnei Talmud Chacham. Which means that even on Chol HaMoed, if there's a Talmud Chacham that's nifter, so then there's no halachos of Chol HaMoed. Then you could do whatever type of avelos, whatever type of hesped, all different types of hespedim are mutter. And kol shekein Chanukah u'Purim. And all the more so on Chanukah u'Purim, when it comes to a Talmud Chacham, when it comes to Talmud Torah the Yachid, so then we're even mevatel, so to speak, Chanukah u'Purim. Taisa says even if that means missing Mikra Megillah. So what do you see from here? You see that the Talmud Torah, even of the Yachid, is Daichem Mikra Megillah. So how could you tell me that the reason why Rebbe's Yeshiva, they were mevatel Talmud Torah, is because it's considered Talmud Torah de Yachid, and Talmud Torah de Yachid is more kal than Avaida, and therefore Mikra Megillah trumps. It's not true. You see over here that even Talmud Torah de Yachid, one Talmud Chacham died, and we're mevatel Mikra Megillah in order to be maspid him. She says to Gemara, no, that's not talking about Talmud Torah de Yachid, that's Kvayda Torah Kamrit. You're talking about over there, Kavod HaTorah. Kavod HaTorah de Yachid Chamer. Talmud Torah de Yachid Kal. When it comes to Talmud Torah de Yachid, so that's like Rebbe's Yeshiva, they were Mevatel Talmud Torah in order to go here Mikra Megillah. You're bringing a Raya just that Kavod HaTorah. Kavod HaTorah, Avad Kavod HaTorah, even of a Yachid, that's very Chamer, and that's even going to trump Mikra Megillah. The way some explain it, is that when it comes to when it comes to Talmud Torah, so you're really handling, the Sfas Emes explains like this, you're just handling those moments that the person's learning, that the yeshiva is learning. You're handling just the first Seder. Should they learn first Seder? Should they go here Mikra Megillah? So what's on the table is just first Seder. Not just, but, you know, relatively just. However, when it comes to Kavodah Torah, when it comes to being maspid, the Talmud Chacham who died, so you're not just talking about one moment of Torah. You're talking about every minute of his life that he learned Torah. It's all of that on the table right now on the scale against Mikra Megillah. So when it comes to Kavodah Torah, so that's Deicha, even Mikra Megillah. It says the Gemara that Amar Rava, Rava says, that Pshitali Avaidu Mikra Megillah, it's Pasha to me that when it comes to Avaida in the base of Mikdash and Mikra Megillah, so based on what we said until now, so Mikra Megillah Adif, so we know, like we just said, that Mikra Megillah takes precedence over the Avaida. That's Mid Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina. That we saw already from Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina, like we had, Mishpacha Mishpacha, teaches us that even Kohanim and Leviim, they're Deichad Avaida to go hear the Megillah. Talmud Torah Mikra Megillah. So that also we know the halacha, that if you have a choice between Talmud Torah and Mikra Megillah, so Mikra Megillah Adif, Midasamchu, Shal Beis Rabbi, we know from that drasha, from the Kavach Chaimer of the Rabbi's Yeshiva. Talmud Torah Umeis Mitzvah, what's going to be the halacha if a person wants to go learn, and there's a Meis Mitzvah to take care of, so which one takes precedence? So Meis Mitzvah Adif. So that we know, the halacha is that you have to stop learning. If there's someone who died and there's no one to take care of the Levaya and the Kfura, so you have to stop learning to go take care of the Meis Mitzvah. That's Adif. And what's the Makar for that? I mean, the Tanya, from that which you learned in the Braisa, that Mevatlan Talmud Torah La'itzos HaMeis V'lachnasas Kalam. It says straight out in the Braisa. It says that you're mevatel Talmud Torah for Haitzah's mace, for meaning for the Levi and the Kfura of this mace mitzvah, and for Achnas's Kala, to bring a Kala to our Chuppah. Avaida u'meis mitzvah. What's the halacha if you have a choice now between performing Avaida and taking care of a mace mitzvah? So it says the Gemara, mace mitzvah adif. The Meis Mitzvah takes precedence. And what's the makar for that? The Meis Mitzvah is Deicha Avaida. Mi vila achaysay. We learn it out from that which it says by Nazir la'achaysay. The Tan, it says in the Braisa, vila achaysay. It says that a Nazir, who's not allowed to become Tameh Meis, so it says he's not allowed to become Tameh for anyone in his family. And then the Torah also then specifies a few people. And it says he's not allowed to become Tameh for his sister. So ma tam alaymar. So why does the Torah have to specify his sister? We already know he can't become Tameh Meis at all. Why does the Torah specify a sister? It's coming to teach us a drasha, nothing to do with a nazir. Then hareisha yahailich lishchay des pischay. If let's say you had a person, nothing to do again with a nazir, just that a person was going to the Beis HaMikdash to go bring his carbon Pesach, or v'lamol as benai, he was going to give a bris mila to his son, v'shama shames leimes, and he hears that one of his close relatives has died, so yachol yitamo. So I might think he should stop bringing the carbon Pesach and being malas benai, and he should go be metamet and take care of the kfura. So Amr lo yitamet. For that we have a drasha that no, lo yitamet. Now just like the nazir is not mevatel's nazirus to go be metamet for his relatives, so to this person, he doesn't stop from his carbon Pesach to go be metamet for his relatives. So now yachol kishem sheino mitamet la'achaisek. So now I might think that just like he's not metame for his relatives, for, like a sister, so he's not even metame even for a meis mitzvah. That's what the Torah says, la'achaisai, to make the diak that la'achaisai hu de'ena metame. It's dafka for his sister that he's not metame. Of a metamel a meis mitzvah, but he is allowed to become tummy for a meis mitzvah. Meaning, if the person is going to bring his carbon Pesach and then he has a meis mitzvah, so he should stop bringing the carbon Pesach in order to go take care of the meis mitzvah. So you see that a meis mitzvah trumps avaida, even though he's going to do avaida, he's going to bring the carbon Pesach. Still, you see that taking care of a meis mitzvah is more important. Now, bayi Rav had a shaila. So those are all things that we know. All the things that we mentioned until now, Mikra Megillah, and Avaida, Mikra Megillah, Talmud Torah, Meis Mitzvah, all these things, those are halachas that we know. Bayi Rava, now Rava has a shaila, Mikra Megillah u Meis Mitzvah, hei minayu adif. What's the halach of a person now has a choice between Meis Mitzvah and Mikra Megillah? Which one takes precedence? Now, do we say Mikra Megillah adif mishum persu menisa? On the one hand, it would make sense to say that Mikra Megillah should come first because it has the Maila of Persume Nisa. Aydama Meis Mitzvah Adif Mishum Kavod Abriyas. On the other hand, maybe Meis Mitzvah should come first. That has an advantage because of Kavod Abriyas. Because it's taking care of someone's honor, so maybe that should come first. So says the Gemara, Basar Debayi Hadar Pashta, that Meis Mitzvah Adif. After Rava had the Shiloh, he then realized that no, it's Pashta that of course, that Meis Mitzvah takes precedence, Damar Mar. That God will cover the brios, shadaicha slaisa se shabatayra. That we know cover the brios is so important, and the meis mitzvah is included in cover the brios. And cover the brios is daicha even the laisa say. It's even daicha dine durabanan. And if so, for sure, if a person has a choice between mikra megillah and cover the brios and meis mitzvah, so then the meis mitzvah should come first. Says the Gemara now, Gufa, we mentioned on Beis HaMabeis that Amr Yeshua ben Levi, krach v'chol ha-samach lai v'chol ha-nira imai is nidan k'krach. Besides the fact that the krach reads the Megillah on the 15th, also the cities that are adjacent to the krach, they're nira imai, they're samach to it, they're within a mill, so then they also, they read the Megillah on the 15th. So says the Gemara that Tana, samach afa pi she'inai nira, that the din of samach is even if it's not nira, if you have a place that's close by, even if you can't see the krach, we'll explain how that's possible soon, so then you read the Megillah on the 15th, even the din samach by itself gives you the din of the krach. And also, nira afa pi she'inai samach, if you could see the krach, even if you're not nearby, that also gives you a din that you read the Megillah on the 15th. So now, bishlam and nira afa pi she'inai samach, it makes sense, I understand how you could have a case of nira, even if you're not samach. So you could have a case like that. For example, if you have a city that's on the top of a mountain, so you could see the krach, or the krach can see it from very far away, even though it's not within a mill, it's very far, but you could still be able to see it. So you could have nira even if it's not samach. Elo samach, afa bi she'inai nira, heichi mishkach haslah. But how could you have it that the city nearby is right nearby and at the same time it can't see the krach? So Rabbi Yirmiyah Yeshavas Benacha. If it lies in a valley, that could be a case where you could have it that there's a city that's mamish right there, but they can't see the krach because they're in a valley, and so they can't see over the walls of the valley, and that's why they can't see the krach. And it doesn't matter. It says the Gemara that in either case, whether you're just samach or just nira, so you become like the krach and you read the Megillah on the 15th.